T104.7's Rod and Gabby, great to have you on board to start the day. The Canberra Comedy Festival has started. It's underway. We're very excited. And our next guest is very funny. Here's some proof.
I bought a mattress protector. Things are going pretty well for me. I didn't know what one was. My mate told me to get it. I was like, I don't think I need one of those. You know, I've been sleeping for 30 years and no one has ever stolen my mattress before.
It's like a bike lock. Ray O'Leary, g'day, mate. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I didn't realise I'd have to listen to my own comedy. That's torturous. I don't know if people play your voices back to you, but that's... thank you guys so much for having me.
Do you never film yourself or watch yourself on TV shows or...
No, I do. I will record my sets and listen back, but I brace myself for it.
Right.
I psych myself up, but no, thank you for that. Yeah.
There was no bracing. It was like a sneak attack. We were just out of nowhere. Listen to this. Tell me if this is right. Do you have a degree in philosophy?
Yes, I got a master's in philosophy, so even more useless.
Well, this is the thing. If you were doing anything other than comedy, I might agree, but what else could a philosophy master's degree actually qualify you to do other than comedy?
Oh, that's so true. God, I wish you were my dad. This would be such a much easier conversation to have. Explaining why I was studying philosophy and then explaining why I was getting into comedy. See, it's a coherent career path. It all makes sense. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we don't live in ancient Greece, so there weren't as many...
philosophers.
Not as many philosopher jobs going. But, so I was doing philosophy, but then I sort of changed my mind about, you know, working in academia for the rest of my life, and I started working for the government, so I was a civil servant. I was a policy advisor at the Department of Corrections back in New Zealand. Yes, and then I was like, oh no, I don't want to do this either. And so I started doing comedy.
Yeah, that's a very linear career path.
But it is. How common is it though, when you say Steve Martin, philosophy major, when we have a look at the comedy greats, when are we going to stop being amazed that they were in the middle of law degrees or completed doctorates in whatever? Because so many people who we identify as straighty 180 gigs, for whatever reason, find themselves entertaining us and making us laugh.
Yes, I don't know. I think it might be an element of, you know, when you're young and starting out, you think, oh, I have to get a proper job and, you know, I need to make some money somehow. And people must be like me. You know, when I grew up in a small town in New Zealand, and comedy didn't seem like a super viable career path. You know, there was like no open mics, no way to do it anywhere near where I lived. Mm. And so I think you just feel you sort of get pushed into doing these sort of more normal jobs. And then when you get there, you think, oh, crap, no, I've made a horrible, horrible mistake. Now I'm in an office having meetings about, you know, systems change requests and, you know, strategic alignment, socialization, circling back and all that. And you think, God, I can't do this. And then you're kind of drawn to doing the performing arts, I think. You know, the people who do comedy and things like that, you know, we would love to do any other job, but you can't.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know whether or not this happens to you often, but you're an inspiration. This is the perspective that a lot of people listening, and I don't know whether or not we're going to see dramatic career changes take place across the capital, but
that's my hope every time I go on the radio is I sort of cause mass unemployment and mass life.
Everybody in the public service is just quick today.
sudden shocks to the economy every time I'm on television.
Well, speaking of television, you're on there quite a lot. You're on Have You Been Paying Attention.
And I won't rest until this country's in a recession.
Your commitment cannot be questioned.
Yeah, you're on Taskmaster and Have You Been Paying Attention quite frequently. But in my naive little world, I didn't realise that those shows happened anywhere outside of Australia. But you've been on both versions, New Zealand and Australia. Is it different? Is one better?
Yes, well, the big difference now is that the New Zealand one is cancelled. Oh. So that's one of the main differences.
Big difference.
Yes, I was on the last episode of the New Zealand one, and then it got cancelled, and so now I'm on the Australian one. So good luck, guys.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, speaking about the recession.
I'll be able to sync that one too if I'm any good.
But
that was one of the big things. Yeah.
Fantastic. We cannot wait to see you here at the Canberra Comedy Festival. Where and when do we catch right? You're going back to university, ideally.
Yeah.
Just to pop in and pop out.
It's at Canberra Manning Clark Hall at the ANU, and it's happening Saturday the 22nd of March. So you can check that out. Every single gig for the Canberra Comedy Festival, you can check out all the details and get tickets at canberracomedyfestival.com.au.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Ray. Look forward to seeing you in Canberra. We appreciate the time today, mate, and good luck with everything.
Yes, no, thank you so much for having me, guys.